Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zolo Verals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Green steals second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zolo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Askew reaches second base with a double. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Allison moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verals takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai is hit by the pitch. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Askew reaches third base with a triple. Cimolai goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Askew, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Askew steals home. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to third. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Hauser scores. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez strikes out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wickersham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allison for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. George Banks pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. Dan Pfister now pitching. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Donahue now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Fisher now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Charles reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Batty and he is out, Rollins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Donahue. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 8-5, Athletics. George Alozic pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-5, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimolai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.